Welcome back to Hashtag Black. This is the podcast where we hash out the hashtags that frame black lives. I am Dr. Stephanie Shanakan. I teach at the University of Missouri in Black Studies and the School of Music. And every week or so, I come together with a group of Black Studies students to talk about what is going on around us. So today, I am here with a number of my students, and they're going to go around and introduce themselves. And today, interestingly enough, is Friday the 13th. So, Marshall, let's start with you.
Marshall Allen, Saturday, May 12th, 4:30 p.m. Missouri Arena. Double majoring in political science and black studies.
Sorry.
Is when he's graduating. March 12th.
Oh, Ida Campbell Jones, majoring in black studies, minor in political science, graduating May 12th, 4:30 p.m.
Kennedy?
I'm Kennedy Moore, senior graduating May 12th at 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m.
Graduating with honors.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Double major in communication and black studies.
Lovely.
Deontay Boyd, not so recent graduate of the University of Missouri, double majoring in psychology and black studies.
There you go. So that's the crew for today. So we're going to run through a few hashtags that have been trending lately, mostly from pop culture. So that's maybe the theme of our show for today. But let's go ahead and start with hashtag Cardi B. Everybody's talking about this. Mm-hmm. New album, highly anticipated. Who shall we start with? Deontay, your quick review of the album or the moment that we're in?
The moment that we are in. We are in a moment of, we are literally watching Cardi glow up from Be Forever to, didn't she perform on the Grammys?
I'm a regular, degular Smith.
Look, for real. But we watching her glow up as we speak. It's just always something new with Cardi. As far as the album, I've listened to it a couple times. I love it. I actually love it. I will say some stuff, I'm still getting used to her voice because some stuff sounds the same, but all the songs are about something different. And I can really appreciate that with Cardi. And she's getting like a lot of love from celebrities.
Oprah. Her album went gold the day it came out.
And she's breaking she's breaking like records of, as far as streaming on Apple Music. I heard she beat Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that was today.
Yeah, like she's one of the fifth most streamed albums in Apple Music history, apparently, if I read that correctly.
Okay, so wait, so Deontay, for those of our listeners who don't know what glow up means.
Oh, yes.
Break it down real
glow
quick.
Glow up.
Break it down.
To grow and to shine in a gradual manner. That is the best way I can put it.
All right.
In a noticeable manner.
A noticeable manner.
Wonderful. And you all think she's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy.
Oh, well, like, I've listened to the album, like, probably all the way through twice, but, like, it's select tracks on here that really, like, the song Best Life with Chance, like, it's a good vibe, but also, like, if you listen to the lyrics, I'm like, it's like, once again, it's talking about that glow up. And so that's one of my favorite tracks. Be Careful. What else? I think I like it. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Latin spin at the beginning. But overall, like, I'm really proud of her. I think she definitely has room to grow, but I think this was like a really solid first album.
Okay.
And it makes me reminisce a little bit about like from like Forever, from her mixtape and stuff. Like I hear newness, but I also hear like
it's still
old
Cardi
stuff,
B.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I love it.
Of course you do, Ida.
Yeah, I love it. I love Cardi B. And one thing that you could really, like Deontay said, we see her glow up because she shares almost everything, like, on Instagram. And for the past few months, like, you could see, she would go, like, live in the studio, like, see that like, she's actually working every day and every night on her album, and it showed on this one for this debut album to be so good. Yeah, I think. What am I?
So it was highly anticipated. Are your expectations met?
Yeah, for a debut album.
Okay.
But see, I liked her mixtapes too, mm-hmm. so it wasn't like the first project that I heard from her. Mm-hmm. I think that like my favorite in terms of like lyrics would have to be "Get Up 10" because it's really like. Showing the hook goes like, you knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Like, showing how, like, everybody's been hating on her, but, like, she obviously is still in her bag. Like, she's still succeeding.
Right, right. Marshall?
Shout out to Black women. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, so Cardi B is. She identifies clearly as a Black woman. We know she has also a complex identity in terms of her heritage. But there's also been a lot of criticism from more conservative Black folks who think that she has sort of stepped over the line. I was talking to my daughter about this last night, and she just was so frustrated with some of the criticism of Cardi B because it seems like she's being held to a different standard than male rappers, right? So can you guys talk to that? What do you think of the criticism? Is it valid? How would you respond to people who try to bring her down for that reason? Because she's very, I mean, she's quite explicit in this album.
Speaking to, like, the whole male rapper, female rapper thing, there's room for, like, more than one female rapper. And I feel like for a long time, like, looking back at Kim and Nicki.
Missy.
Mm-hmm. Queen Latifah and stuff, like, they kind of had.
Trina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Trina, and let's not for. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. I'm just naming people.
Yeah.
But like they kind of all like when they made it big, when they were big. I want to say, in my opinion, like they were kind of. It was just them in the spotlight. It wasn't other female rappers, and I feel like with male rappers, like we don't care what they put out. Like we're not as critical, but. It's not a lot of female rappers, mm-hmm. so we like to be more critical of mm-hmm. them.
That's a
since
good point.
It's fewer, mm-hmm. but it's like we got people like Extension Cord and what's his name? All these rappers who are just Lil Pump, just nonsense like content to me at least. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's like, why are we accepting of this? But we have so much like this whole Cardi B, Nicki Minaj thing, like. Why are we comparing them mm-hmm. when they might be in different lanes of rap? They might be in different subgenres right, of right. rap. So
mm-hmm. there's so much on social media about comparing them, right? Nikki's coming out with hers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she came out
soon.
With two songs yesterday.
Okay, so we can maybe talk about that next week. But Marshall, what?
Oh, we'll talk about next week.
Okay. So I think the general consensus around the table is that. It's a great album. I've listened to it through just a couple times. I love Chance the Rapper, so I went straight to that one first and loved it. I think there are some that I don't love as much, but yeah. There's no album that has 100% songs on each one, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good one. Hashtag Black Crew says it's a good album, so go listen to it. If you haven't, 9 out of 10. Okay.
Yeah, I'll say 9 out of 10.
9.
I agree.
I like all of them. Some of them have to grow on me. But like going through and just like, mm-hmm. do I like it or do mm-hmm. I not? I yeah. like all of them. I don't
so you're
gonna
give it a 10 out of 10, Deontay.
For now, I'll give it a 10 out of 10. I don't hate any of them.
Until you get tired of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you gonna give it a number, Marshall?
Hey, we'll go whatever y'all said. Okay. I'm partial to nines, clearly, but right. we'll go whatever y'all said.
Yes.
I get that. Okay, I get that reference. Okay, let's move on to another song that dropped last week. Actually, on the same day that Cardi B's album dropped, Drake came out with this, and so we're calling it #NiceForWhat. So what do you guys think? Somebody sent it to me. Actually, Ida made me listen to it and watch the video. I think the video is amazing. But what do you guys think? Drake's Nice for What?
Well, off the back, you know, when you watch the video and see all the cameos of the beautiful black female celebrities.
Some white.
Oh, true.
Yes.
Wow.
Right, that's my mistake. But all the beautiful female celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Mostly back, women of color.
Exactly, yeah. Mostly women of color. But all of them, my initial thought was, okay, you know, Drake is celebrating women. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to see in this time because, you know, in media, we've been seeing a lot of women speak up more. Mm-hmm. And, like, speaking up and speaking out. And definitely not like it hasn't been done before. But I think it's just that time where it's coming back up again. Mm-hmm. And then I researched a little bit more. And I read one article, and they were suggesting that Drake is kind of like maturing or growing up in a sense. And, you know, me, I'm just thinking, like, you know, well, Drake is grown, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense. It depends on the person. Because the article was basically saying that in the past, like his old albums, mm-hmm. it's been a lot of confessing his quote-unquote love for different strippers and different female celebrities, mm-hmm. but not really stepping up to the plate. And mm-hmm. then that he dropped God's Plan. And I guess it's just a different perspective from him, you know. So they kind of compared it to him growing mm-hmm. up and just playing his part and using his platform to mm-hmm. celebrate women, which I think that's really dope.
Yeah, and I think we all grow, you know. Mm-hmm. Even in my own state, I'm still growing, right? So
but you don't like John Legend though, so it don't matter.
So to the listeners, there's a general understanding that Shana Khan does not like Legend, John Legend.
Disrespectful.
Like John Legend?
Disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. I hope he's not listening.
If I ever meet him, I'm gonna give him this exact episode. So my mentor doesn't like you, fam. Don't know why. She doesn't like you.
Gosh, I like his songwriting, but let's move on from John Legend.
She had no talent.
We didn't get to talk about Nice for What.
Nice for What? Yeah. Moving on from Legend, oh, John Legend, back to Nice for What.
Love you, John.
So, shut up, Deontay. Kennedy or Ida, either one. I don't know what Marshall is going to say about this song.
I'll go. I, of course, love it. I've actually listened to that song more than I've listened to all of the Cardi B songs combined.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ida, that's disrespectful to the black woman.
How?
But is it?
I listen to it probably 3 times every morning. Just because it's like it's like one of those songs, number one, the way that the song sounds, I would probably listen to it anyways. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's like,
it's an ode.
It's an
ode to black women.
It's an anthem.
Mm-hmm, it's an anthem.
It's
yeah.
probably going to be like mm-hmm. the song of the summer. Mm-hmm. But kind of relating to what Deontay said, I can see how it's his mindset growing up, because when you look at his other albums, yeah, they're like love songs or whatever, but they're more of like I'm in love with you, like say, like he was trying to pursue a stripper, like I can get you out of this situation, I can make you better. Mm-hmm. To when that's kind of like, that's almost disrespectful in a way, because how can you just assume that my life needs to be better just because I'm a sex worker, just because I have a certain type of life? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I could see that way of
growth.
Being him mm-hmm. growing up. Mm-hmm. But I've seen a lot of backlash from men on social media talking about how they don't like when women have agency. They don't like when women are in control of mm-hmm. their happiness. Like mm-hmm. I saw a tweet that was like, it was a black male. He was like, "Nice for what?" Because everyone deserves respect. But how can you say that when men haven't been treating women with respect for thousands?
Oh, some so men haven't, so yeah, it was like an All Lives Matter moment from the men.
He was like, interesting. And I've seen that a lot, saying like, and then I also saw a tweet that was like, "Future's about to drop, men, let's get information." Like, almost like it's something like, yeah. And then I saw another tweet when Drake dropped. They're like, Cardi B has women like really like feeling themselves and whatever. And it was funny. They're like, and Drake, y'all thought Drake was gonna drop something to balance it out, like balance out us having us appreciating ourselves. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. what is balancing out a mm-hmm. woman, like,
okay,
having control mm-hmm. over herself? I don't mm-hmm. understand. Like, it's always
sort of to take back,
yeah, to take back the control,
the agency, yeah,
to take, back, yeah. The, mm-hmm. to take mm-hmm. back the respect.
Okay, what do you think, Kennedy?
So the first time I saw, or I heard the song, I saw the video at the same time, and I almost cried. Like, I was like, the visuals, all the people, all the mm-hmm. women in the video, I was actually shook. And then, like, even thinking about the sample.
Can we talk about the sample?
Big Frida, yeah. And Lauryn Hill, yes. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like a Lauryn Hill fan, I'm not a Lauryn Hill stan. And so, like, hearing X Factor, I appreciated that. And also, like, hearing Big Frida, I was in the car about to, you know, literally. So I respect the female, the woman collaboration, mm-hmm. as well as the queer collaboration mm-hmm. of the song. So,
okay. So Drake's making a statement here. What about you, Marshall?
Did you listen to the song?
Yeah. Oh.
So what did you think?
You know, good songs, cool video. I appreciated all the black women that was in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of the fact that Drake made this song? Is there some tension there?
Anytime any rapper does something to this effect, it's always questionable. Like, even when Kendrick did his song about no Photoshop, you know.
Humble.
Oh man. Black feminist Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, they drug him through everything because of it.
They did.
But they were still talking about like traditional stereotypes of beauty and stuff like that. So, and then like you listen to his lyrics, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. he's still saying be this, mm-hmm. hold that. So, I mean.
But is there something to Deontay's point
about him growing up?
About him growing,
yeah.
You
no,
know?
I could appreciate that, mm-hmm. but I mean, I don't have a real opinion on it either way. Outside okay. of, I'm glad he had black women represented in the.
Can we talk about the director of the video? It was a 22-year-old black woman.
That's mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's pretty pretty amazing too. That he gave a chance to somebody so young, mm-hmm. just coming into the game. But can we also? So I have a question. How many of you watched A Wrinkle in Time?
It was amazing.
How many of you? So Deontay did not.
Not yet.
No, Kennedy did not. I did not. Mm-mm. Marshall did not. Only Ida did. So I find this very interesting because I've been polling my friends as well. We all went to see Black Panther mm-hmm. by the black man. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all making those gestures and so on, right? But when it came to Ava DuVernay's film, you know, we did not flock there. I don't think she made as much money as Marvel did with Black Panther. So I think there's something about our allegiance that we should challenge, right? When a black woman makes something versus when a black man does. You know, it's, I find it very interesting. So we should just keep an eye on that.
I mean, there wasn't an attractive black man on the cover, so I mean, a lot of people probably weren't
of what ring of A Wrinkle in Time.
I mean, patriarchy,
yeah,
it still exists. In
yeah,
the black community,
that's probably part of it, right?
While the gender part Like, it's, you can't ignore that, like, at all. I know for me, I'm not a fan of Disney.
Doesn't Disney own Marvel?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, like, it's one thing for the parent company to make a production as opposed to, like, the child company making a production. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't have the same Disney feeling to it. Like, it was Disney's A Wrinkle in Time as opposed to Marvel's The Black Panther.
Yeah,
you know,
but
what
Disney
I'm
didn't write the book.
No, I'm hip. But it's still a Disney production. So for me, when I see Disney on the title, I'm less likely to go see it, because I'm not a fan of Disney. Mm-hmm. All the way back to Dumbo, Snow White, all of them. Like
Mickey Mouse,
mm-hmm. all of it. Like, I'm not a fan of Disney. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I see Disney, automatically, I'm more likely to be detracted from it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, with Marvel, it's more Marvel than it is.
Yeah,
Disney.
And
at least
that's what I was saying. Yeah, it's more Marvel, you know, mm-hmm. producing it how they want to, as opposed to, like, Disney's name actually being on right. it. But I also think, too, everybody flocked to go see 13th, you know. The Ava DuVernay's documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody flocked to go see that, you know. So, like I said, the gender part, we can't ignore that, because that's obviously important. But I think, like, the subject matter is also important, mm-hmm. too, because mm-hmm. I'm not one for Disney. I'm not one for, like,
that's true.
When I saw the commercials, I was like, I'm not really... You know, I grew up on comic books and Black Panther.
But
I grew
also,
up on mm-hmm. the concept of 13th, the new Jim Crow, and
right.
stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. So,
the 13th. I'm sorry.
Oh,
the 13th was also very male oriented as well.
Mm-hmm. True. Mm. Even
and
though she made it, yeah.
Then
yeah.
I think A Wrinkle in Time, like opposed to like comparing Black mm. Panther to A Wrinkle in Time, Black Panther was all Black people, mm. and like A Wrinkle in Time mm. is not.
Mm-hmm. It probably it was two or three mm-hmm. white people in
yeah.
it. Yeah.
It was majority people of color, but
yeah, and I think Oprah is also interestingly polarizing. Yes.
Yeah,
you know, I think there are lots of Black folk who don't think she's the spokesperson. And I think Disney thought that having her on there would like bring in all the people.
It was the young Black girl that mm-hmm. actually drew me to the movie
okay.
over Oprah, because mm-hmm. I was like, let me go get this Black girl a check.
So let's keep it on music, and let's just finish up with the last hashtag for today, hashtag pink with a Y, not an I. And this is a new video and music that's been dropped by Janelle Monáe, which a lot of people are saying... concludes all the speculation about her sexuality, and so on. So what do you guys think of that video? It's interesting.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think it, I think it's classic Janelle Monáe. Ida, I see how you did that. I think it's classic Janelle Monáe. It's very suggestive. Almost every frame is a suggestion of sex, you know, from the pants that they're wearing.
I love
those pants. And then the placement as they're dancing, as the pants kind of mimic certain parts of the anatomy. So yeah, it's very explicit. There. When I heard my 19-year-old daughter had watched it, I was like, wow, okay. I need to just
not be a mommy.
Please watch it.
But I saw a clip of it.
But I've seen clips or like
Deontay, so what do you think?
I was in awe, but for all good reasons.
Okay.
Because it's just going into that whole... I read an article and they was calling it like the Me Too era that we're in mm-hmm. right now for like women, and I'm just like, well, this is just an addition to it, and the message is loud and clear, and
loud
visual.
And clear.
You know, it even goes down to just, sorry to ruin the video, but
it's
it even
literal.
Goes down to just like,
I mean, I'm
it's parts
anyways.
on the panties that say, "I grab back." You know what I mean? So I'm loving all the messages, even mm-hmm. the placements of the hands,
everything.
It's carefully
choreographed, mm. right, to send us a message about who Janelle Monáe is, unapologetically, right?
And that grabbed me more so, like, the just the promotion of just of women and mm-hmm. just accepting their bodies mm-hmm. and just putting them out there. You right. know, the right. video is very vulnerable. Mm-hmm.
Plus, it has also, some dark skinned girls there yeah. and some light skinned mm-hmm. girls.
I loved it. But I thought about that a little bit more than, like, exploring her sexuality. Mm-hmm. Like, after I watched it, the rest of them, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. but.
Of course.
It was just the mm-hmm. fact that everything was out there that mm-hmm. I loved. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And then also, and the music itself is very good, mm-hmm. actually. But the video is distracting because it's just, you're looking at all this stuff. Wow. Have you seen it, Marsha?
I'm watching it. I'm already right now.
So what do you think?
What's in between?
I thought I love Janelle Monáe for one. Mm-hmm. She's actually from Kansas, like the same okay. hometown as me. Like she
that's
went
right.
to Schlegel High School, which is right down the street. Like my barber is her cousin. Like all of that. So oh, I love wow. Janelle Monáe. All the think pieces that are coming out about her sexuality, though.
Can we get her to Mizzou now that we know these connections?
She don't know me. You know, that'd be a typical, like, you're famous, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's my cousin. No, she not coming here.
She can.
She might. Mm-hmm. You know, you work some now, but hey, because she mm-hmm. know me. But anyways, so all the think pieces that come out about her sexuality, I just kind of roll my eyes because, mm-hmm. I mean, it was like we've been new, right? Electric Lady was obvious.
Yeah, but this is really obvious.
Badu, like that was obvious.
Queen.
Yes, mm-hmm. Queen. I always forget it. Mm-hmm. And then the last one that she did, which was
Pink. This one?
No, the one before Pink.
Oh, yeah, there was one before Pink that people were also yes. saying that this is
it, but I mean,
this
like,
is
it was
yeah.
obvious. So my, that's yeah. whatever. But I like watching the video, the concept of it, it's literally like the vagina monologues in visual representation.
Mm, nice way of
like,
putting it.
That's
mm-hmm.
exactly right. what it is, right. you know? The same thing that, like, you were talking about earlier mm-hmm. with Cardi B, as far as like them saying, well, she's too explicit. Men do it all the time. You know, mm-hmm. men come out with music, with albums that have parental advisory, and they get very explicit down to the act, how they're mm-hmm. going to do it, the time it takes, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks that's sexy. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to women doing it, particularly black women, it's a whole different issue.
Right.
You know, you can't
right.
represent yourself that
right.
way. Why not? You know,
right.
like.
So it speaks to the societal expectations of women, even within the black community, mm-hmm. right? This is disturbing. So Ida and Kennedy have just watched it.
Watching it.
I'm not I haven't listened to the whole song either.
Okay, but just the video from what
yeah.
you're seeing.
I love it.
Because?
I love it because it's a different side of Janelle. It's more colorful. Mm-hmm. And it's a celebration of black women. But mm-hmm. also, I saw on Twitter the picture of them in the pants. And that's like my favorite part because they were like, notice how obviously what the pants represent
mm-hmm.
but how every woman's pants were different.
Oh, I didn't
yeah.
notice that.
They
okay.
every woman's pants look slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was awesome to me mm-hmm. because it just shows like
so clever.
Yeah.
And you know there was thought that went into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And the fact that it's pants, right? So these
mm-hmm.
these trousers which we typically think of as men's clothes, right? Actually coming in to depict the vagina.
And also
right?
it's like talking about black female sexuality without the presence of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also
which I thought was
interesting
too,
because
she spelled pink with a Y
mm-hmm.
and like typically like in biology, at least how I was taught, like the X and the Y chromosome is what creates like the man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting that I just said like without the presence of one, you know?
Right.
Wait,
so the chromosomes,
the
I know it's XX and XY.
Is what makes
the
male.
Woman.
No, it's
the woman, the man. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't do well in biology.
Same.
The only thing I got. You feel me?
Please edit that out.
And then about what I just said too about her being colorful was interesting because Janelle Monáe usually sticks to the uniform of black and white.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing her in something other than black and white, even
mm-hmm.
for just a moment,
mm-hmm.
was kind of interesting, which
mm-hmm.
like represented that
right.
in
right.
of itself because that wasn't that's usually not a thing for her.
Right. And then and pink also symbolically supposedly. You know, these
femininity.
Sort of feminine
right.
and but in the traditional sense. So she takes that and she reshapes it. Kennedy, so what do you think from what you've seen?
The colors, like just how everything is pink, the dance moves that are suggestive. I kind of like those. And just like going back to what Marshall and Ida were saying, like, there's no presence. I didn't even realize it until, like, you guys said that it's no men in there. Like,
not one.
So it just speaks to, like, not needing men for women to define their sexuality and just define who they are as people. So
it's fresh. It's fresh.
Like the details.
It's fresh.
There's also, I learned, well, there's a fun fact. The female body has a part that is the only organ, the only part of the body that's meant for pleasure. And the male does not have that.
But the funny thing is they try to say that women or deny women pleasure or... I'm not even going to get into that. That's a whole deep conversation.
And there's also the societal thing that black women aren't allowed to enjoy sex. We're not capable of pleasure and all of that other.
And, of course, all this is historical.
Yeah.
We go back to slavery times and so on. Anyway, so I think the numbers on Janelle's piece, Cardi B's, they keep going up. We'll keep watching and to see if Drake will surpass either of these. I suspect
with Nicki
he will.
Just dropping, I don't
and then
think
with Nicki, we'll see. But we will keep watching. So this whole episode, we've talked only about music. We'll get back to political stuff next week, probably, because things happen
all
day. True.
Indeed.
True. And I should know that. We will. Yeah, maybe we should talk about hip-hop next week, because Marshall has just discovered a new type of music called hip-hop, not hip-hop.
My
Wait, what is that country?
Tractor, it don't bend.
Not CMT, but what's the other music?
GAC.
GAC has a show called Pimp My Truck.
And then I'm going in.
Pimp My Truck.
It's not Pimp My Truck, it's something
about
different.
That.
Confederate
flag. All right,
in
so
my window.
On that note,
it's in with these bimbos.
we did not know that Marshall was an upcoming hip hop star.
I mean, he is from Kansas.
That's true. That's where it all starts.
You're not from Missouri?
St. Louis, no, metropolitan area.
Guess what? I'm from Illinois,
all
so y'all both.
Oh, that ain't hick either. Y'all got one little section of Illinois.
She almost from Canada,
populated.
So
it don't count. Don't try me.
Right. Chicago is Illinois.
Let's look at the geographical population of Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. All of us live in this little section. The rest of it ain't nothing but cows and horses. All right.
So while we debate who's more urban and who's more rural, let's wrap it up.
Because what?
Thank you to my lovely panelists. As usual, Deontay, Kennedy, Ida, and Marshall, still salty.
Stop coming for me.
Always salty. And then thanks to our dear Anthony Greer for helping us with the tech stuff. And a shout out to KBIA and KCOU. And we will talk again next week. Thanks.
Ow.